Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We're speaking with Anna Milani. She's the entrepreneur behind a very special type of space where you can train not only your body, but your brain. They're called Sparked, and it's a space that uses cutting-edge technology equipment from the US and Europe to stimulate targeted areas of your brain while your body is engaged in movement. The coaches over at Sparked are all brain health certified. And there is also a neuro rehab space where there are specialist therapists on hand to provide dedicated services to anyone with cognitive conditions like cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, even Alzheimer's. Her own grandfather had a neurological condition, and that was part of her journey towards Sparked. Anna Milani, welcome to Influence.
Hello, Michelle. Hello. Thanks for having me.
So I'm really interested to find out how what anyone can do at Spark can help combat cognitive decline in adults. What's the link?
Yeah, sure. So the programs and the training that we do at Sparked, first of all, are supported by scientific research that has been conducted for over the plus 20 years. And our training helps combat cognitive and physical decline by encouraging participants to essentially take part in exercise that stimulates different parts of their brain. So how does that really work? We work on different brain regions and we on different cognitive functions, so such as attention, memory, processing speed, and visual spatial skills. We also do something that is called dual task or cognitive motor training, which is the execution of a physical and a cognitive task at the same time. So essentially, what you could be doing is squats while solving some math problems, or you'd be lying on the spot or doing burpees while doing some memory games or spelling games, and by interacting on a technological wall. So essentially, by doing a physical and a mental task at the same time, you're challenging your body and brain more, and you're encouraging more neuroplasticity. And people ask, oh, what is neuroplasticity? Neuroplasticity is the ability of your brain to rewire itself and strengthen in response to new activities and stimuli, which is what we give our clients.
Okay, so it's a whole new level of exhaustion, because not only are you working out the body, you're also sort of solving puzzles or solving things with your brain?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So you constantly have to be engaged, alert, and in the zone, basically. You can't just wander off thinking, oh, what am I doing tonight for dinner, and so.
Oh, okay, no switching the brain off during exercise then. Why are your sessions 45 minutes?
Yeah, so our classes use these high-end technologies and training, which is both very fun and challenging. Mm-hmm. And one of the differences between the training we offer and traditional gyms is, as I said, the requirement to be both mentally and physically alert and challenged during a session. So what we found out is that a class that is approximately 45 minutes tend to be an optimal time for clients to be engaged in both brain and body, so they can be in the zone during that period of time and work hard.
So is anybody going to know if I constantly give the wrong answers for my puzzles and my maths questions, if you know what I mean? is this all on a tablet, or are you required to spit out your answer to a maths equation, for example?
Yeah, so we do both. It can be just coach-led or technology-led, because we have these technologies where you literally interact on a wall, you'll see equations on it, and then if you click on the right or wrong answer, you would get a point or not.
It sounds like it could be fun, actually, because I do find if I'm engaged on the treadmill, watching or learning something on YouTube, for example, that sort of takes my mind off the exhaustion of the muscles. So I can see how it can help. It can help with the physical side of things.
Definitely. I mean, gamification helps with sort of compliance to exercise, because the more you're enjoying what you're doing, the more you're going to stick to it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
But you also have something called a neuro rehab space, and that looks at specialized services for people with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or cerebral palsy. I think that's fascinating. How does that work?
Yeah, so I mean, with regards to Alzheimer's, for instance, and dementia, studies have shown that exercise can reduce the risk of developing dementia, right, and impairments. So, yes, we have this space at Spark, which is a neuro rehab space, which is a space with people with certain condition can feel excited about training, and they can play in many ways to help improve their conditions. So the neuro rehab space at Spark is essentially like a playground, a technical playground, where clients get to exercise by having fun and working out on methods that are science-based. So the great thing about our gym as well is that anyone can come in and be one of our clients.
Anyone? Is there an upper or lower limit?
No. I mean, we start with kids at 3, really. Mm-hmm. And honestly, until you die, really.
What's your oldest client? How old is your oldest client right now? In 60s?
At the moment, we have clients in their 60s. Yeah.
That's great.
But the other thing about us and our clients is that we don't call them patients, but we call them clients, because I really want to make sure we are not a medical facility, but we are a fitness facility.
Yeah, you want to come in and feel strong as well and be referred to as a client, I think, supports that.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, our clients are literally superheroes, and we want them to really enjoy the workout and feel the same like anyone else, really. So
we were talking off air, and you asked me what I like to do, and I said I've always enjoyed running. I was an athlete in school, so I still run. And you said, oh, that, you know, you must have a good memory then. So now I'm curious, what is the link between the technology and the equipment and how it stimulates different areas of the brain? And can you go down to the extent of, you know, if someone wants to improve their memory, can you recommend specific exercises, for example?
Absolutely. So with the training and the technologies that we use, and we've imported from different countries, and they are all backed by scientific research, we do exactly that. We use them to work on different cognitive domains and regions. So, for instance, attention, memory, visual spatial skills, processing speed. So as an example, yes, we talked about running and memory. So by doing memory exercises or actual cardiovascular activities, you are working more on your temporal lobes area, which is the part in between your ears, so next to your ears, mm-hmm. which reflects an improvement in your memory. So I tend to see that people that actually do a lot of cardiovascular activity tend to have a better memory. It's not always the case, but I've noticed that quite often.
Oh, that's so interesting, yep.
Yeah, it is. And on the other hand, by doing exercises that require more object-based activities and visual spatial skills, you will be working more on your parietal and occipital lobes, which is the top part of your brain. So while doing more coordinated and motor skills exercises, we're working more on our cerebellum, which is the back part of the brain.
I don't know if you've... go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
No,
yeah.
I have so many questions. I'll let you finish first and then I'll jump
in.
Okay,
sure. And last but not least, by doing more complex exercising, like solving mathematical problems while we are doing, as I mentioned, squats or running or burpees or you name it, we're working more on our frontal lobes, which is our CEO of the brain, and therefore we're improving more our organization and planning skills.
Oh, absolutely fascinating. Is there a way to just basically, if you want to improve your mood, is there anything you can do?
Exercise.
Just get started. Just move.
Exactly. Any kind of exercise helps with mood, really, by maintaining that, for sure.
But yeah, the serotonin's going.
Exactly, and the endorphins. But another thing that I want to mention is that we combine all these activities, and so we're making sure that when you come to us, you're working on stimulating your brain overall, really.
Is it a real challenge for the body? Can people achieve their fitness goals as well? Lose weight, gain muscle?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like anything, you just have to do it. So if you expect results in one session a week, that ain't going to happen, right? But if you do it, definitely. It can be a very intense workout as well. And we just tailor it to our clients' needs.
Anna Milani is founder of Sparked. They are a space that uses cutting-edge technology and equipment to stimulate targeted areas of the brain while they make sure your body is engaged in movement. Anna, in terms of an entrepreneur, what would you say are some of the milestones that have been achieved so far?
Definitely. I mean, the first one, obviously, is having opened the facility. I'm extremely proud of the fact that we've developed and introduced this unique concept to Singapore and Asia. the type of facility that we currently have in Robertson Quay does not exist anywhere else in Asia, or to be honest, even globally. You will find individual parts of this training in facilities, as an example, for the elderly in the US, international sports team use it, Man United, Arsenal, professional athletes, universities, special forces, to name a few. But what we are doing here is we're giving everyone access to a unique form of training that has fantastic lifestyle benefits. And seeing people embrace what we're doing is what we set ourselves one of our goals when we opened the facility. So when I see people's reaction when they understand and try what we do at Spark, it's just amazing.
Can you share some of that? What is the sort of feedback that you've gotten so far from your clients?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they are just so surprised at how challenging it can be to do two tasks at the same time. So I get in perhaps corporate clients that are very good at maths, but when they are doing it with a dual task, they can kind of freeze or really slow down, which is actually what happens when we age. Essentially, we lose the ability of dual tasking, so doing two, a cognitive and a physical task at the same time. And that's where we slow down. So by doing this type of training, we're really training for that not to happen, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're surprised at areas that they can improve in as a thinker. And does anybody say, hey, you know what, Anna, I really feel like I'm thinking faster now?
Oh, yes. And you can ask my husband. He's the first one and and the most fan of this type of training. He just loves it. And I have seen improvements in him. I can definitely...
You can vouch for that. He's improved.
He's a better driver. He is sharper. He's a bit calmer with the kids. So, yeah, no, the benefits can be seen.
Did you try it out yourself? I mean, all these technologies... All the science behind it. I mean, did you try it out and refine it yourself, on yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. I try to train as often as I can. And I just feel more mentally agile, really, more flexible mentally, really. I just think I can face tasks in a more sort of confident way. By doing that, I'm better at sort of dividing my attention. I'm better at multitasking. I feel just even more in charge of things. So, yeah, I definitely feel the results.
So, on the business side, you open late March this year, hey? That's a challenging time to start. Why decide to go ahead with it in the midst of a recovery from a pandemic?
Call me crazy, maybe, for sure. No doubt about that. But I just felt it was the right time. Especially after the pandemic, I feel people want to do something else. They want to do something. I want to keep it lighthearted. I want to keep it fun, but at the same time, scientific. And I want them to feel better about their brains. I mean, there's been a lot of, obviously, mental health sort of awareness and attention. So by working your brain and just feeling stronger in your brain, you will feel better about your mental health as well. So that's for sure something that I'm also passionate about. But also the opportunity of being first in the market, I won't lie. I'm quite excited about that and to see how Spark can grow.
Because nothing like this exists in Asia, you say, and it used to be available for, did you say special forces training?
Yes. Some of it? Yes. Yeah, definitely. U.S. Special Forces. You know, when you're on the field and stuff, you have to be so alert. You have to constantly like know where are you looking. You have to be so peripherally aware. You have to be,
absolutely,
you know, attentive. You need to decide basically from, you know, shooting a target or avoiding a target. Or there's so much going on, and the same applies to sports people, but even everyone. I mean, I'm a mom of three, and I have to be constantly on the game with my kids. I need to see where they are going, or is someone jumping in the pool, is another one climbing up the stairs.
There's a lot of multitasking going on there for moms all the time.
Oh, yes.
Off air, we were talking about a really special book by Eric Hageman. He is a groundbreaking, renowned psychiatrist. John Ratey and Eric Hageman both worked together on this book called Spark. And it talks about the revolutionary new science of exercise and the brain and how, you know, you can not only beat stress, but you can sharpen your intellect and you can function better than ever with exercise. And I wanted to know, given the name of the book and the name of your company, whether there was any link.
Yeah, no, very good question. And it's a question that I get asked a few times, quite often, actually. So, of course, I read the book and I was aware of the book. And then I did a lot of research on other things and other areas. And I kind of left the book on the side. And then when I was brainstorming ideas and so on, I kind of thought, okay, what do I really want to depict with the brand and the company? Obviously, it's the idea of getting sparked. So getting something going on, like your neurons wiring and so on. So that's where Spark came along. And after that, people were like, oh, did you get inspiration by his book? And I was like, I guess in a way it was subconsciously there. I guess that's how it happened.
All right. And can you tell us more about Spark and your upcoming plans? You're obviously going to be closing for May from this Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're dealing with that. We're trying to be as positive as we can and obviously trying to shift our model slightly. We're going to be doing online classes. We're going to be doing sessions in the park and so on. I'll continue to network and get people's attention, really. But the immediate plan that we have is to introduce Spark to as many people as possible, because this training is really for everyone, like I said, from young kids to adults to elderly, and we just want as many people as possible to try it out. And that hopefully will allow us to expand to more locations across Singapore. We do want to offer more classes to, again, kids, adults, with or without various conditions, and perhaps looking at helping athletes with better brain performance as well. So we are talking to a few organizations in Singapore to make this accessible to more and more people. And yeah, we do generally believe Spark is the future of training. And I'm so excited to have this first facility here in Singapore.
Yeah. Well, we wish you all the best with your local expansion, Anna. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
It's been good fun. Anna Milani is founder of Spark. So if you want to fire and wire those neurons, you know where to head to.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.